Hey, if you made it this far into 2020, give yourself a fucking hand. It's been one hell of a year, huh?
Yeah, it has.
Fucking West Coast is on fire. The world is in a pandemic. We're in an election year. All kind of shit going on, man. But if you're surviving through 2020, give yourselves props, God dog it.
But maybe a pat on the back.
With that being said, fucking welcome to Trips Tuesday Newsday number 13, right? 13. Ain't have to remember, yeah. Remember when we started this shit?
Yep.
Already at 13. But yeah, welcome, man. You tuned in to Smoking One with Trip. I'm Trip.
I'm Ahead.
Yep. The man.
The only one.
The one and only.
Yeah.
The original. The legend.
You stole the myth. I was going to say.
Oh, thought you were going to hit me with some more, bud. But no, fucking. We started last week's Tuesday Newsday with fast food, right? That's 3 for 3 with fast food?
Yes.
Well, I got 4 for 4 for you, buddy.
Well, still 100% with fast food.
Yeah, let's see how. I want to see how. Fast food. I want to see how long I can go starting off the show with fast food. But, anyways, McDonald's is selling a 3-foot chicken nugget body pillow.
I saw something about that. I just thought it was kind of weird.
Weird? Chicken nuggets weird?
A chicken nugget body pillow.
Never. 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 No, I wouldn't mind sleeping with a little chicken nugget pillow. But the Cactus Jack, otherwise known as Travis Scott label, and McDonald's merch, they're coming out with a whole bunch of little shit, bunch of different merchandise and shit. And among those things are an I'm Loving It lunch tray, a life-size cutout of the man himself, Travis Scott.
Oh, that man. I thought you were talking about the owner of McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because everybody wants a life-size cutout of fucking the owner. I'd rather have Ronald shit. And now they're giving, they got vintage metal lunch boxes and shit. Just a bunch of different merch going on right now. And I think this has really been the most active they've been in like pop culture or like using a celebrity since Michael Jordan.
Yeah, since Michael Jordan, Larry Bird.
Oh, Larry Bird had his little contract thing?
Yeah, that was part of the Michael Jordan commercials.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. But yeah, by far, the 3-foot chicken nugget body pillow is the best merchandise they got. I don't care what you say. Shit, the thing's going for like $90, though, and it's expected to ship between 9 to 12 weeks. But I seen the picture, and it looked super realistic. Looked like a real-ass chicken nugget.
Yeah, I did see the picture, too. It does look like a fat-ass chicken nugget.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool if they had, like, a chicken nugget body pillow and then used, like, a barbecue or, like, fucking ranch or sweet and sour, like, dipping sauce as, like, a little head pillow or something. Okay. You know, kind of like a little set. That'd be cool. I'm telling you, McDonald's, I got fucking PR shit all day. Hit me. Man, I work with Travis Scott, too.
I wouldn't mind that.
Right? But, you know, I think it's really thanks to the pandemic that we're starting to see more companies come out with, like, collaborations with big artists or big actors and stuff right now. And, I mean, you got to get those sales up because I don't know really any place that's talking about their sales are boosting right now.
Yeah, I haven't really heard of anyone being up and up right now. It's all just basically, like, flatline normal.
Yeah, you got – I mean – For example, that shit, that leads me right into my next story. PepsiCo is releasing a new drink to aid sleep during these stressful times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like an alcoholic? Oh, no,
no, it won't be alcoholic. Yeah, obviously. It won't be alcoholic. The drink will be called Driftwell. And it's basically, it has 10 milligrams of L-theamine, which is basically an amino acid that's found in like green teas and black teas and even some mushrooms. And it improves sleep quality and reduces physical symptoms of stress. And it's basically they're saying their goal behind releasing this drink is because they know these are some of the most stressful times we have ever been through right now.
True. Since the Great Depression.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, as studies and polls and all that shit says that depression, all stress, all that shit is just climbing slowly day by day. And I mean, they're so excited to get this thing out. It's going to be the fastest new product to come from the company. So like, this is the fastest thing that they're like, yep, drop this shit. Let's get it going. And actually, cool thing was, it was like, I think from what I understood, it was kind of like a contest thing between Pepsi employees to come up with kind of new ideas and, you know, ways to expand and, you know, just get the sales up. And I'm definitely down with that. I know, you know, I know quite a few people with insomnia and got trouble sleeping. But I don't know if you remember, I haven't seen it for quite some time, but the Bob Marley drink.
Yeah, true. I haven't seen it either.
Remember the relaxation tea?
Yeah.
It fucking disappeared. Well, that was my favorite. The black tea, my fucking favorite, hands down.
Well, I haven't seen any of those, like, drinks that had Bob Marley on the front of them, whether it was the relaxation ones or just normal drinks of what with his picture on the front.
Yeah, I seen a few. I seen some energy drinks actually that had him, which was kind of like, what the fuck? He wasn't all energetic and shit like that. You know, more relaxation, Rastafari. They're expecting the product to be available nationwide on e-commerce sites by December and in grocery stores by the first quarter of 2021.
Okay. So probably like mid-February, maybe beginning of March.
Yeah, somewhere around there. It's an enhanced water drink. So, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be like sparkling water or it's just going to be like flavored water. But they're only going to have one flavor, and that's blackberry lavender. Kind of, I don't know why they...
That kind of sounds like it would be like a sparkling water.
Yeah. Blackberry.
Or flavored water.
I don't know what made them come up with the name blackberry lavender. But yeah, I guess. And they're only going to come in 7.5 ounce mini cans. And I guess part of the reason behind only coming in 7.5 ounce mini cans is these are being designed for you to drink one right before bed and being able to go to bed. And they're saying that's like damn near the perfect amount to where you can slam it and not have to wake up in the middle of the night having to piss and all that shit.
Yeah, that sounds like
So definitely keep an eye out for that coming out pretty soon here. I might even buy some off an e-commerce site, you know, try and get an exclusive little taste.
You can just buy it off PepsiCo.
Straight off the internet, off their site?
Yeah.
Well, first round's on you, huh?
I guess. Only 7.5 ounces, so I mean, it can't be that much.
Yeah, but they're an enhanced. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. They actually didn't provide a price. So when I cop some and see a price, I will let y'all know. But while we're talking about PepsiCo, I also seen another thing. And like I was saying, PepsiCo is, or I wasn't saying, I didn't say PepsiCo is this, but I'm saying it now. PepsiCo is on their shit. And whoever's running that company is doing it right, because they're also expanding and teaming up with Red Lobster to release a Do-Gurita.
I saw that. I thought that was... It sounded a little weird, and the picture looked odd.
I mean, a Mountain Dew margarita, I'm personally not too much of a Mountain Dew fan, but I know there are plenty of fucking Mountain Dew lovers. Hey, Hath, I know you fuck with Mountain Dew.
Well, I used to. I don't really drink soda that often anymore.
Oh, well, good for you, buddy. But this is actually the first official Mountain Dew cocktail. And it'll probably debut in select restaurants this month, actually, and expect it nationwide before the end of 2020. This is the first of several collabs, actually, that the companies are planning to put together. I imagine they'll probably end up doing some more cocktails with some of the PepsiCo drinks. And I guess they're also planning to some way incorporate Frito-Lay and Quaker brand products as well.
Damn.
Yeah, so I mean... Smart moves, you know, people are going to gravitate to that shit. Like I said, Mountain Dew fans, you know, are going to definitely go for that Mountain Dew Garita or that Dew Garita. I mean, even if I do end up at Red Lobster, which I'm not always at Red Lobster, maybe once a year, twice a year, you know, for people's exactly. parties and shit. But if I do end up there and it's there, I'm going to try the shit. Why not?
I feel like Pepsi's starting to take monopoly over a lot of drinks.
I mean, either monopoly or
this. And then, you know, those Gatorades that I drink, the Bolts?
Yeah.
That's produced by Pepsi, not Gatorade themselves.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, shit, like it. Pepsi's doing their thing, you know? Fucking business. It's all business. They're teaming up with Red Lobster, fucking releasing the new fucking sleeping drink. They got shit going right now. Can't go under in this pandemic, Ahab. Just can't do it.
Nope. That's just like JCPenney's. They went under.
Yep, that's crazy, man. A whole bunch of places are going under right now. And actually, you know what? That leads me perfectly into my next little story. But I just wanted to say this, that they're saying the Dew Garita is going to be paired with the famous Cheddar Bay biscuits. Now, that is not a combination I see happening.
Cheddar what biscuits?
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh, okay.
They're, you know, they're biscuits. Bro, they're fucking fire. I love those biscuits. I'll eat 10 of them motherfuckers before my food get there.
Yeah, that's probably just like me with Olive Garden breadsticks.
Yeah, but now, see, can you see that the Mountain Dew and the Cheddar Bay biscuits going together?
I mean, like, it's a margarita, so I...
Maybe okay, so maybe it's not a heavy Mountain Dew taste. Maybe it's, you know, just got the green and shit, and I don't know. We'll fucking see when it comes out. But like I
said, when is it set to come out?
It's set to be nationwide before the end of 2020. Okay. And it's in select restaurants this month. Have no clue which select restaurants. So
I bet all East
Coast. Fuck it. If you like Red Lobster and Mountain Dew, just start doing any meeny miny moan. Going to every Red Lobster around your way. I'm sure you'll find some.
Or be like a smart person and call the Red Lobster and ask them.
Oh, so I'm not a smart person, motherfucker?
No, I wasn't saying you. Okay. I'm saying all the dumb people that call it. Like, especially during the pandemic right now, at call and ask if you have indoor seating.
And you would know that with your restaurant on your resume right now, huh?
Yeah.
Personal in-person experience from the man himself. But like I was saying, that leads me into my next story. Peeps is stopping production right now for Halloween and Christmas and Valentine's.
Wow.
But check this out. So in order to be able to meet their high demand for Easter next year and to be able to produce their regular candy under their limited, what would you call that? Basically, their limited ability to work right now, you know, with all this fucking COVID and shit, can't produce at top speed.
Limited hours of operation.
There you go. That's why we have you on the show. Ahab got dog ear. Give him a... But, yeah, no. So, basically, in order to be able to make their regular candies, too, like fucking Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales and shit, they're not doing no holiday releasing, none of that shit until Easter.
I mean, I get it that what I'm about to say may sound dumb, but I would flip it and stop Mike and Ike and all those just for right now to be able to do the seasonal stuff and then come back and bring them back out.
Yeah, but I mean...
Because, you know, during the seasonal stuff, those sell more than just the regular stuff.
I don't know, though. Do they? That might be why they're, you know, willing to be able to shut it down until the fucking... What you call... Because, honestly, I had to think about, like... I was like, wait, fucking Halloween and Valentine's and shit. I had to look at the pictures and, like, see what kind of peeps. But they do have, like, the jack-o'-lantern, you know, jack-o'-lantern yeah. marshmallows and all that kind of shit.
Also have, like... cats, black cats, and all that kind of stuff too for Halloween.
Yep. See, and I don't know. I only like peeps when you throw them in the microwave real quick, let them yam up, and then go ahead and slam them down. And they're also gonna stop seasonal production, just basically on all their candies, on Mike and Ike's and Hot Tamales, which I honestly didn't even know they released seasonal Hot Tamales and shit. Yeah, but I mean, they'll still be producing like the original candies and stuff, just no seasonal shit. Oh, so okay. don't think that they're just gonna be off the shelves and stuff. That's not the case. But I mean, shit, while we still on the topic of food and beverages, I seen this funny little thing about a Starbucks in Philadelphia that released a WAP latte.
What?
A WAP latte. You know the number one Billboard hit from Cardi B and Meg?
Yeah.
Yeah. Desperate or genius?
I don't think it's genius.
Well, I guess the WAP latte is a white mocha, almond milk, pumpkin spice latte. I guess it's for their fall themed. And funny thing was, no employee would snitch on who made the sign. So, I mean,
I guess they're loyal workers.
Yeah. So shout out to the employees in Philly keeping it solid.
If you ever want a job and you want to feel safe, go try to get hired at that Philadelphia Starbucks.
Well, these guys are not the only ones who have been putting a little spin on the number one Billboard hit. I guess Cardi B had posted on Twitter, it looked like a picture of a school bulletin board that said, "Welcome amid a pandemic."
WAP.
WAP, exactly. They put the WAP and then welcome amid pandemic. And then another one I seen, it looked like it might have been in like a hospital or some type of shit. And it just said, "Wear a mask, please." So yeah. The M, you know, you had to cut out, but wear A and the WAP, whatever. But I mean, shit, if you in Philadelphia, if you plan to go to Philadelphia, or if this even takes off and becomes a thing, because, you know, with fucking social media and the way shit goes viral and stuff, I wouldn't be surprised if they start showing up at other Starbucks. But it's about $7 for a 16 ounce, which ain't bad, I guess. But I'm not a fan of no white mocha almond milk pumpkin spice latte. Are you a fan of the white mocha almond milk pumpkin spice latte?
White mocha maybe, but not the rest of that shit.
Are you a fan of WAP?
No, not really.
You're not a fan of WAP, Ahab?
I mean, not big.
I love WAP.
It's a good song.
I love WAP. I wasn't talking about the song, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fan of that. Got him. Shit, that makes me actually think of a story. I think you sent it to me. The one with the 18-year-old in Thailand who got the tip of his penis bit by a 4-foot-long python.
I don't remember sending you that, but I could have.
I mean,
I just send you all the non-sports ones.
Yeah. But the 18-year-old in Thailand got bit on the tip of his penis while sitting down on the toilet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I sent you that one.
He got a fat pain on his dick as soon as he sat down, I guess. And they said he needed 3 stitches on the tip.
God damn.
Could you imagine having to get 3 stitches? And
I can't even imagine
and then,
one.
Like, even just to get the numbing, have you gotten stitches before?
Yeah, not, so nowhere
did,
near.
Did they do this? Did they do like the numbing? Put like the fucking the needle in and did the numbing and
one
shot
time,
it through?
The other time they didn't have to.
Could you imagine doing that on your shit?
No.
Oh, damn. That went. Ooh.
I couldn't even imagine the fucking needle going in either my nuts or my fucking dick.
Yeah. I mean, shit, I don't even, all right, that's enough of that. But I mean, could you imagine, the funny thing is, when I read that shit, I was like, oh, this gotta be Florida. This has to be Florida. But nope, it was Thailand. And you know what, while we're on that side of the world anyways, I seen this thing about a former U.S. Marine receiving a pardon from the president in the Philippines. For the murder of a transgender woman.
What?
Yeah.
Was she part of a ally army? Or not ally, but...
No, she was just... I believe she was an escort.
Oh.
But Joseph Scott Pemberton, Corporal Joseph Scott, let me say that, served 6 years of a 10-year sentence. So he's been in there for 6 years. He had a 10-year sentence, and... The president decided to pardon him, said the situation is dangerous to public safety or something like that, which I don't know, maybe somebody from the U.S. started flexing over there, or Trump, you know, said some shit, or you never know.
It's probably Trump saying shit.
But, I mean, given he is an American, so I promise you that is definitely what's, you know, driving him being released back over here. But he's banned from fucking Philippines for the rest of his life.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're saying, they also said for good behavior too, but the thing was he was never allowed in general population. So they're saying, of course, he had good behavior. He wasn't in general pop. But, I mean, if you want to start a ruckus in prison, you can start a ruckus in prison. You know what I mean? You,
where were we again? Thailand again?
Philippines.
Oh, Philippines. Yeah. Mm, that's kind of odd, but okay.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure they probably would have lit his ass up or something. I don't know. But he was 19 at the time of the conviction, and he told police that he choked her out when he found out that she was a he. Or, you know, however you want to say that she had male genitalia, but the police discovered her with her head in the hotel toilet. So, okay, so he probably didn't choke her out. I'm imagining he just was drowning her or something.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on what the coroner finds. If there's water and or extrangulation marks on the neck.
Yeah.
From him choking her.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you got to look into the case and all that shit, which was 6 years ago.
Oh.
But they didn't say anything about him having to serve time out here or having to pay for anything out here, you know, that he's basically just coming home.
Damn it.
I mean, I guess he did serve time, but 6 years, I don't know if that's justification for murder.
That's a little short, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I understand him being pissed off, you know, about finding out, you know, just because you should, I feel like, disclose that information. It shouldn't lead all the way up. Like, you should disclose that from the beginning. Let it be known. I know some people feel different, like, oh, I shouldn't have to, or what's the difference, or anything, whatever. That's just how I feel. And him being a 19-year-old Marine, you can imagine his fucking testosterone is...
Yeah. Yeah, through the roof.
But I'm not saying go off and fucking kill, you know what I'm saying? That's not acceptable. But I do understand him being mad at the fact that it wasn't disclosed. But anyways, let's move on, Ahath. And shout out to fucking Akon.
Akon.
Akon. And he's building Akon City to resemble Wakanda. Which, pretty dope.
Yeah, that does sound dope.
And I guess they're saying not only resemble Wakanda in, like, being a futuristic city, but, like, also how it operated and just shit like that, I guess. Obviously, they're not going to have, like, flying and all that extra shit. So, underground city? There could be underground. We'll fucking see. But it's a $6 billion cryptocurrency-ran futuristic city in Senegal. And the centerpiece is going to be $1 billion, 5,000-bed hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty dope. So they're in the first phase, and the first phase will include homes, hotels, schools, police and fire stations. Well, a police and fire station, an airstrip, a mall, a waste facility, and a solar power plant, which is damn near more than we got here at this motherfucker.
Fuck yeah.
But I mean, their focus is being a renewable city with solar power. So, you know, being energy efficient and shit. Mm-hmm. And they've already secured $4 billion from investors for the first two phases.
So a total of $8 million or $2 million per phase. And they got four.
No. They got $4
billion. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. Billion, not million.
I mean, yeah, depending. But the phase one is expected to be complete by 2023.
Okay.
And it's expected to run entirely on Akon cryptocurrency by 2029, which is Akon's own cryptocurrency.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's going to be kind of dope to see what it comes out to. And
yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Rest in peace to fucking Chadwick Boseman. That's a fucking tragedy. That hurts every time, you know? Yeah, for real. But yeah, so that's going to be kind of like a tribute towards him too. And the city's going to represent Wakanda in some kind of way. So that's going to be dope to see what that comes out. So shout out Akon, man. Keep doing your thing. Well, shit, Ahath, you know where that leads us.
What? It's my time now?
It's Ahath's time to shine. Ahath's time to shine. Ahath's time to shine.
Yeah, I really need to change that.
Need to change what?
Yeah, get a better intro.
Sports. I liked that one last week. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, the sports one. Sports.
What you got for us, buddy?
Okay, starting out in Alabama, Gordo High School senior AJ Burns is the star of the campus this week.
Why is that?
Because he scored an unforgettable touchdown run in the in Gordo High's football game last Friday night. You may ask why I'm reporting about some kid from a local high school in Alabama.
Why are you reporting from some kid from a local high school in Alabama?
Because it was his first ever touchdown, and he has a terminal disease.
Oh, what kind of terminal disease?
For some reason, the story didn't specify. It just said terminal disease. So he's been the equipment manager for his 4 years of high school, and they gave him a jersey. And he scored a touchdown.
Oh, dope. That's dope. That's always that positive. I like seeing that shit, you know what I mean, on the football field, or when they let, like, dude who don't ever play score, or whatever the fact, you know, it's all love. That's a beautiful thing.
The only thing it did say is that he has special needs, but like I said, it didn't really specify.
Yeah, they were showing dude love, though, still, you know what I mean? Let him have his moment.
Yeah, after he scored, they carried him off the field, and, I mean, that actually basically ended the game.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, that's cool. I like that shit. That's a good positive story. That's a good one to start on, God dog it.
Thank you. Okay, now to the NBA playoffs and the NBA bubble. Well, I guess Russell Westbrook is great with getting in altercations with fans.
Oh, what? Yeah, I mean, the dude, yeah, he is known to pop off.
Well, this time he popped off on the wrong person during his game versus the Lakers last Saturday night.
Oh, and who was it? Well, shit.
He popped off on Rajon Rondo's brother.
Oh, shit. Well, did he like try and fire on him, or was he just talking shit?
He was talking shit, and the ref heard him and then turned around and looked at him, and they just kept jawing, and that got him kicked out.
Oh, wow.
Not Westbrook, but Rondo's brother,
right. So in the bubble, like, you're allowed, like, family and friends to come?
Yes, just a small group of family and friends, or family. No, I mean, obviously, if it's like a second cousin, you know, you say family friend, they may let you in, but
yeah,
they say it's just strictly family.
Okay, well, that's dope. But, I mean, shit, dude popping off at the lip, I mean, shit, you won a very few fans. It's not going to be hard for him to point you out.
Yep. Now, getting to something that I just saw today, I think it was one of the ones you shared with me. United is being sued for packing NFL charter planes with young blonde crews.
With some
blonde crews.
Some young, hot, blonde women?
Yes, basically.
Well, I mean, shit, I thought that was known already.
I mean,
I just kind of from what you would expect, you know what I mean? But I guess, okay, maybe I'm thinking like more private jet setting. This is a charter setting, so it is, you know, very professional and stuff. So that shouldn't be the case.
Well, anyways, they say they packed their charter flights for sports teams with young, blonde crews and bars only flight attendants for working the palm routes, according to the new lawsuit.
Oh, shit. Well, who's doing the suing?
Three workers that didn't get the job because of their race and ethnicity.
Oh, so there's probably some OGs in there. Not, I shouldn't even say OGs, but people who have been working there for a minute who have been trying to get on.
I mean,
and probably these new hot young females are coming on and getting those jobs right away. And they're like, man, I've been working here for 5-10 years and I haven't been able to get one of those jobs.
I would agree if the ones that were suing were a little bit older than 26, 28, and a Jewish woman who was 34.
Oh, wow. Okay, so maybe it's purely, I don't want to say racial. I don't want to throw that out there, but it is a thing right now. So that could be a racial thing or ethnicity thing. Maybe they just figured they want young blonde women. I don't fucking know.
But United is cracking back saying that it bases the value of workers entirely on their physical attributes and stereotypical notions.
What the fuck? So, I mean, it wouldn't be hard to tell or hard to clear it up. Just say, look, this is our past 10 flights that we've had, past 10 charter flights. These are the flight attendants we had on there. Boom. You see a trend or not?
True.
But that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, especially in these times right now with all this racial injustice and shit going on.
Yeah, one last little point on that. They said that they later said that they discovered that young white blonde attendants with less seniority were given the jobs over ones that have either been flight attendants for years or that just had better knowledge of being a flight attendant.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. So the ones that are suing probably aren't the only ones who have noticed, but they're the only ones willing to go out and, you know, try and damn near lose their job over this shit.
True.
So, I don't know. Like I said, that'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yep. And now, switching back to football, sort of, college football.
It's so fucking nice to have football again.
Yes, it is.
It felt very good to watch some football. Very releasing.
Yeah, especially when you have fantasy.
Yep. 2-0. Or, well, 3-0, I guess, technically in all my leagues. But two that really matter. I'm also in like a bi-weekly league, but that's neither here nor there. Maybe we should start a little Trips Friday fantasy or fantasy Fridays, huh?
I'd say it would have to be probably Wednesday before the Thursday night game.
Oh, Wednesdays before Thursday night games? Maybe we'll see, Ahad. Stay tuned.
Yep. Well, anyways, LSU coach Ed Orgeron said that most of his team has contracted coronavirus.
Most of his team from LSU, you said?
Yes.
Damn. But like, so like right now they're infected?
According to the story, it says per SEC protocols, players who have contracted COVID-19 didn't have to be tested for another 90 days.
What the fuck? A whole nother 90?
3 months.
3 months. Okay. So within that 3 month span, the whole team got sick.
No. That just saying that if one player tested, that person would not be tested for another 90 days.
Right. But the coach said the whole team has gotten sick.
Not all of our players, but most of our players have caught it, Orgeron told reporters. I think that hopefully they won't catch it again, and hopefully they're not out for games.
Yeah, so they're shooting for herd immunity, I guess, huh?
Yeah. He also was heard saying that he only has a handful of players left on the playable roster after opt-outs and this now admission that most of his team had coronavirus.
Well, shit, at least none of them are getting, like, deathly sick because of it or nothing, you know what I mean? Just kind of that little, the little minor sickness and then done True. With it.
Okay, now moving on to baseball. The Mariners game, I should say, was postponed in Seattle due to air quality.
Damn. Yeah, they were talking about damn near stopping the Niners game too, weren't they? If the air quality got any worse.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
Yeah, but up there, it's really bad right now. So
yeah,
I definitely don't doubt that.
Per airnow.gov, which I guess is a very popular air quality website in the Seattle area, said that the air quality in Seattle as of 4 p.m. today was 241.
Damn. That's crazy. You can't even step outside.
Which reads on a meter as very unhealthy.
Very, very unhealthy.
And the air quality in San Francisco was a mere 68, which is deemed moderate.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
The decision on Tuesday night's game comes after one that was made before that, where the or because of the A's Mariners game, or doubleheader, it was played under a haze of smoke.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, I know it was like 150 over here or something like that the other day. It was really bad.
Oh, I didn't know we got that high here in Woodland.
I think so, or some shit like that. That's what I don't quote me on it because I'm just quoting what I heard in the workroom, and that's why we got to come home early. So whether it was 150 or not, we got to come home early. So shit, it's 150 to me.
Well, switching gears to basketball. Sean Livingston, who played and won two titles with the Warriors, is now back with the Warriors, but in a front office role.
Oh, really? What kind of front office role?
Well, former Golden State guard Sean Livingston rejoined them being director of player affairs and engagements.
Huh. Well, shit. I mean, that's what you normally typically see in is people, you know, going from being a professional player into like that coaching status or even the front office just to stay involved with the sport. You know, if you really love the sport, you're going to stay involved with it somehow.
Yep. He will report directly to Warriors president and GM Bob Myers.
Okay, that's cool.
He said he has always felt the stars were aligning once they won the first title.
I bet. Fuck, I seen a thing, something about Steve Nash becoming a coach too or some shit like that.
Yeah, he took over in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, shout out Steve Nash. I fuck with the Nashinator.
And then now, staying with the NBA, players are to wear vote warm-up shirts for NBA conference finals and finals.
They have to?
No, it just says players to wear.
Oh, okay. So they're just planning on just bringing voting awareness, which I plan on voting. You plan on voting?
Yep.
Yep. Get out there and vote, people. If you really want to change, you got to vote. Whether it be whatever side you on, go and vote, motherfuckers.
Yeah, everywhere in the Walt Disney World resorts and the NBA bubble, which concludes over the next few weeks. The shirts are part of a league-wide push.
Yeah, I liked how like the NFL too, how they had like, you know, the stickers on the back of the helmets and shit like that. And
people's names
and just all kind of different support for different people and different organizations, but different movements, you know what I mean?
Well, a quick one now is this that you brought up the NFL and having the players' name or the names on the back of their helmets and stuff. I guess the Pittsburgh offensive lineman had a certain name on his helmet, but then he changed it pre-game.
Well, actually, Aaron Villanueva.
No, who, yes, wrong guy.
No, right guy. Aaron Villanueva. You want to test me? Google it, Ahath. Google it.
Well, it was Steelers Alejandro Villanueva.
Oh, Alejandro Villanueva. So yeah. I was still right, motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I knew what I was talking about. But yeah, he had
Antoine Rose Jr. on the back of his neck.
And he changed it to one of his fellow fucking men or some shit.
Yeah,
like
one
that.
Of his no, someone that just died but was in the same platoon as or same platoon number as him.
Oh shit. Okay, well, yeah, that's cool. You know, I mean, hopefully they don't try and pull some bullshit and fining because he covered up a different name or whatever it is. You know, this is all a different type of approach to the NFL and everything else going on right now. So everybody's adjusting all at the same time.
I was actually incorrect. It was a Medal of Honor recipient, Sergeant Cash.
Well... Either way, you know what I mean? You should be able to support who you want. But, I mean, I guess he wasn't supporting. He was just showing his love and, you know, I guess not really bringing awareness to anything. But he was just showing his love and, you know, appreciation for the vet.
Yes.
Which is respectable.
Well, I guess that's all I got this week for sports.
Oh, shit. That's the end of Ahas' Time to Shine?
Yes, it is.
It has time to shine. It has time to shine. Sports. Oh, there you go, buddy. Sports. Yeah, that's a good one. See, maybe we'll get something going there, huh? But I guess that leads me right on to my quote of the week, Ahaf. And this one's from fucking Theodore Roosevelt.
Okay. President Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Rose. Do what you can with what you have where you are.
Okay.
That's a nice and simple one, huh?
Yep, simple.
Do what you can with what you have where you are. Quit waiting on it. Go out and get it. But that brings us to the end of yet another Trips Tuesday Newsday.
Featuring the one and only Ahaf. Tuesday Newsday.
We out of here, y'all. Stay blessed.
Peace.
Motherfucker, that's my line.
Oh, sorry.
Peace.